precious, precious message, and that is so true. To do anything for the Lord's salvation, it's of grace. To live for the Lord, it's of grace. Finding strength, it's of grace. And as you have therefore received the Lord Jesus Christ, so walk in Him, and we walk by His grace, and we gain His grace through humility. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. And when we come humbly before the Lord, we can manifest or know His grace. And thank you for that truth. Proverbs 31, if you are able this morning to stand with us as we read a portion of the Word of God, Proverbs chapter 31. I hope you don't mind. It's a neat section of Scripture. Let's just go ahead and read through this, beginning at verse number 10. Reads, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good, not evil, all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen, selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates." We're going to examine this morning the virtuous woman of this passage of Scripture. Some have referred to this as the ideal woman. And as we look through this passage of Scripture, we see the need for grace. None of us could ever accomplish this except for the grace of God in our lives. If you'll join me, let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Father, we thank you for your precious word and the reading of your word. Lord, we ask you this morning for help. I'm grateful always. You know every heart, and we're always grateful, not by accident. Any person is here. And Lord, I pray here this morning already, your Spirit has gone forth. You're already speaking and touching lives. And we pray as your word is opened this morning that you would be our teacher, Lord, that you would give truth. Lord, I pray that you would help us to rightly divide the word of God this morning. And Lord, just to give truth that would be of eternal significance, make an eternal difference in hearts and lives. Lord, thank you for the mothers, the wives, the godly women that you have given us here at Valley Bible Baptist Church, and such a need across this nation. Would you raise up virtuous women for your glory? In Jesus' name, amen. And you may be seated here this morning. Again, some have referred to this as God's ideal woman. Always come to this time of the year, I think back with fond memories. My own life has been so blessed through the special women that God has placed in my life. I've said much in the past, but I thank the Lord for grandmothers. My maternal grandmother impacted my life through her prayers, and I'm a preacher because of her prayers. My paternal grandmother, my granny as I called her love for the Lord was so obvious and such a sweet spirit and just a woman of prayer. I knew often as we would be hoeing in the bean fields, my grandmother would make her way from her house to an elm tree where Grandpa had placed just kind of a picnic table under the elm tree. And I knew that Grandma, as she would come to that elm tree and we were out in the bean fields hoeing, I knew that Grandma was praying for her. And I remember years later asking her, "Grandma, were you praying for us?" And yes, I had to pray. You were so honored. I had to pray for you. And And so praying for us and made an impact in my life. My mother, she's been with the Lord now for 8 years, and just hard to see Mama go. And I was there as Mama took her last breath here upon this earth, her first breath into heaven. And but what an impact she had upon my life, such a servant, and gave her life to serve her family. And just her servant spirit was so obvious. My wife, a real Christian, just a godly wife, a godly mother, godly pastor's wife. I tell people all the time, she is no different here with you than she is with me at the house, other than I get into trouble sometimes and I have to be straightened out. But she's the same. She's real. And I'm grateful for that. My precious daughters and daughter-in-law, I've been so blessed. Proverbs 31 women, God describes their life. And so I'm blessed because of the women that God has given in my life. On Friday, and really what brought about this message this morning, I attended a funeral for the mother of Brother Burson Corley. He's preached here on several occasions. Dear friend in the ministry, pastors at College Heights in Farmington. Proverbs 31 was mentioned often concerning her life. She was saved at a young age, the age of 14. She surrendered to God's will for her life. And her husband married almost 70 years. They were missionaries to the Navajo Nation. The stories were told of the church camps, and she was church camp cook, Aunt Alberta, Aunt Berta, they called her, and cooked often for the camps and building and planting churches, involved her whole life in ministry. But as there at the funeral, so blessed just hearing the testimony, 8 children, loving the Lord, serving the Lord, 170 grandchildren, great-grandchildren, mates in their lives. Just a legacy. This building was packed out and largely with family members. And most are serving the Lord. Many preachers and missionaries and full-time servants and faithful church members. Just the legacy of her family. Many, many spiritual children that she had led to the Lord are impacted through their schools and Christian camps. And just quite a legacy. And so I thought, wow, what a blessing to attend a funeral such as that Friday before Mother's Day. And I kept thinking in that funeral, the power of one life. One life surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ. One life saved, sold out, dedicated to Christ. Her life, her teachings, her testimony continue to live on years and will live on as a legacy years after her homegoing. I was thinking after the funeral and coming back to Proverbs chapter 31, we desperately need this kind of women in America today. Proverbs 31 women. My prayer is that God will raise up that caliber of women right here at Valley Bible Baptist, and he's doing so. Thankful for the ladies and the women that God has given. I think we have many already that fit that caliber. As I look at this particular passage of Scripture, I want to break it down in 3 parts this morning and just look at some thoughts about this virtuous woman. And I want to make it very clear, I'm not just preaching to women this morning. This is an application to each and every one of us here today. I want you to see, as we look at this passage, the priorities of the virtuous woman. As you read through Proverbs 31, it becomes evident this woman has power in her life through the priorities of her life, and she has the proper priorities, and that's what makes her the virtuous woman. And it's evident that her first priority of life is God. I want you to go all the way down to verse number 30. And their statement is made, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But notice the statement, a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. You'll find this principle throughout the Word of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And that sums up the woman of Proverbs 31. She's a woman that has put God first in her life. He is the priority of her life. That always starts with salvation, because one can never be the individual they were created to be until they first know the Lord Jesus Christ in a born-again relationship with Christ. This funeral, it was so mentioned many, many times of Alberta Corley. She met Christ at the age of 14 as a young lady. She spoke often of her salvation. There was no doubt in any of her children's or grandchildren's life that she knew Christ, and she would tell them of her relationship with Christ. She would plead with her children. She would plead with her grandchildren. She pled with doctors from hospital beds and hospice nurses, and she would witness to them. She said, "I want you to be in heaven with me. I want you to know the Jesus that I know." That was the testimony of her life. But see, beyond salvation, there must be a full surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, in Luke chapter 14, told of the cost of discipleship. And he said, "Whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." He says, "So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple." See, putting Christ first in our lives would solve so many issues of our life. If we would just put Christ first, if Christ had our hearts, there would be no question as to what we would do with our time, our entertainment, where we'd go, what we would do, how we would speak, because Christ would be the center. And that's the Proverbs 31 woman. "A woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised." That's evident of this Proverbs 31 woman that her second priority is her husband. I want you to look in Proverbs chapter 31, verse number 11. "The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life." It's very clear that she is committed to her man. I want you to keep your place in Proverbs chapter 31, but go with me to the New Testament. And I'd like you to turn to 1 Peter chapter 3, because I believe this is a description of the heart of this Proverbs 31 woman. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 1, it reads, "Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. While they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair or of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner in old time, the holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves, being in subjection to their own husbands. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as you do well and are not afraid with any amazement." So this woman of Proverbs 31 is this woman that behind the scenes is praying for and serving and encouraging her husband. She's a godly helpmeet. Go back to Proverbs chapter 31 and notice in verse number 23. It says of this woman, "Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land." She's that one behind the scenes that is the servant, and it's the husband that is known there in the gates. Proverbs 31 verse number 28, the Bible says, "Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her." See, a husband that has this virtuous wife understands her value far above rubies. Now, let me just state here, this message is for all of us today and not just for mothers. Let me say, young ladies, unmarried, keep your heart for the man that God would one day give to you. Be this kind of woman and develop the kind of characteristic and quality of your life that would honor the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will never regret that with your life. Her first priority is God. Her second priority is her husband. Her next priority is her children. Go back to Proverbs 31. In Proverbs 31, verse 15, she ariseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. In verse 21, she is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. In verse 27, she looketh well to the ways of her household, eateth not the bread of idleness. Again, in verse number 28, her children arise up and call her blessed. You know, it takes time and work and effort to raise and to train godly children. Many a woman has given up her own dreams to invest her life in the training up of a child in the way he should go. You know, this is the priority that God gives within life. Now, notice in Proverbs 31, verse number 20, then comes others. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she stretcheth forth her hands to the needy. You notice the order. Number one, God. Number two, her husband. Number three, her children. And number four, others. Again, keep your place in the book of Proverbs and go with me to the book of Titus, chapter number two. Titus, chapter number two. I believe this priority is very well illustrated for us. Titus, chapter number two. And notice in verse number three. It reads, the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Now, I believe today in America, we are losing the priorities that God has set forth within his word. And as a result, the name of God is being blasphemed. Satan has confused this generation concerning the priorities. And if your priorities are not the priorities that God has given to you, your life is going to be empty. If possessions and job and money and pleasure and wrong friendships have crowded out the proper priorities, it's going to leave you empty in your life. And this is happening in the lives of so many. We have the priorities of this virtuous woman. Now let's go back to Proverbs 31, and we'll see the principles of the virtuous woman. She's a woman of integrity. She's a woman of principle. She's a woman that is guided not by her feelings, not by her emotions, not by selfish desires, but she's guided by principles of right and wrong. It's principles that are based upon the Bible and principles that are based upon her love for God. She'd rather suffer for doing right than to go against God in any capacity. Again, Proverbs 31, verse number 10. You'll notice her moral character as we look at the principles of her life. We read, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. That word virtuous, Webster's 1828, says it's morally good, acting in conformity to the moral law, practicing the moral duties, abstaining from vice. Somebody defined it as voluntary obedience to the truth. I was thinking about my own mother and with the Lord, as I said, about 8 years now. And I never heard her curse, never saw her smoke or drink. She not only taught those principles, she lived those principles, but she expected those principles in her own children. I don't know if any of you ever went through this, but I can remember getting my mouth washed out with soap. Because as a little boy, I had a sin nature. And sometimes I said some things I wasn't supposed to say. And I learned really quick that that's not something that's to be said around this place. And I had a mom that expected those things. I thank God for those teachings that mom gave just to show me that the principles of right and wrong in life. Proverbs 31, verse number 29, says of this virtuous woman, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Now again, all of us have sinful hearts, and there's none of us, as we look at this ideal woman, that none of us can live up to that standard that God has set forth. But Jesus can change a heart, and Jesus can put His Spirit within a heart, and God can give that heart to do right. And I believe that's very clear of this Proverbs 31 woman. She's virtuous because of what Jesus has done in the heart and how Jesus has changed the heart. Her moral character, her work ethic. Look in Proverbs 31, verse number 13. You'll just notice this work ethic. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She's like the merchant ships. She bringeth forth her food from afar. She ariseth also while it is yet night, giveth meat to her household, a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle and her hands hold the distaff. I don't know about you, I get tired just reading all that she's doing. She's a diligent worker. She's not lazy. Again, her first priority is God, then her family. She's a servant to God. She's a servant to her family. She's a servant to others. The labors are for the benefit of the family. And that's evident as we read through this. And then we see of her character, her wise provision. She cares for the physical needs of her family. Again, verse 15. She riseth also while it is yet night. I think often of my dear mother. Remember my first job. Remember, I would have to get up and leave early. And I remember getting up in the morning and Mom was already there, had breakfast made, prepared. And I would eat the breakfast and go off to work. And she riseth while it is yet night. She giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. Verse 21. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all of her household are clothed with scarlet. In verse number 22, she maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. In verse 27, she looketh well to the ways of her household and needeth not the bread of idleness. She's like the ant of Proverbs chapter 6. She provideth in the summer for that coming winter for the family. She cares for the physical needs, but I think most importantly, she cares for the spiritual needs of the family. You notice that in verse number 21, I think there's a statement that's very important. She's not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. Now, some have referred to the scarlet here as the blood of Christ. There's a scarlet thread of blood throughout the Word of God. I think it's very clear that this woman is concerned for the salvation of her children and for the salvation of her household. I mentioned to you the funeral that I attended on Friday, over 170 grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and their mates in this family. It was mentioned so many times in this funeral that she constantly pressed the issue of salvation with her children and with her grandchildren and with others that she came into contact. She would often say, check your heart. I want you to be in heaven with me. And I believe this virtuous woman is burdened and concerned for the salvation of her household and for her children. See, the virtuous woman has a walk with God. She's got a life of prayer. I remember many times Brother Wilkins would tell the story of his own dear mother and her homegoing. He said, I didn't realize until years later what I most missed about my mom. But he said what it was, her prayers. Because I knew every day Mama was praying for me. And I realized after her death that those prayers of my mom, this godly mother, is what I most dearly missed. Only eternity, I believe will tell the impact and the power of a mother's, grandmother's prayer in a life. Said it this morning in Sunday school. I would never have been saved had it not been for the prayers of my grandmothers and my mother. Had it not been for the faithfulness of my mother to continue in church in good times and in bad times and to faithfully be involved. I remember so many fond memories just sitting on mom's lap as a little boy. She played the church piano. And I remember sitting on her lap and just those memories of those songs. We sing the same songs that I grew up with, the same songs that she played in church, the same songs my grandmother with her country twang would sing out, and those blessings of that legacy. And so we read of her wise provision. Look in verse number 20, her compassionate giving. In verse number 20, she stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. Not only does she care for the needs of her household, but she has a heart of compassion for the needy and for the lost. Then look in verse number 26 and her gracious words. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. The Bible teaches, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. When a heart is pure, and this woman has a pure heart, it's washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. It's been saturated with the Word of God, and her words reflect that heart that is right with God. The Bible speaks there, they were words of wisdom. She openeth her mouth with wisdom. Wisdom comes from the Word of God. It's like choice silver. Where do you get the wisdom of God? You get it from the Word of God. And that would tell me of a woman that is in the Word of God and familiar with God's Word. Words of wisdom, words of kindness spoken of in verse number 26. In her tongue is the law of kindness. I don't think you hear from this woman gossip and slander and evil speaking or jealousy or backbiting or deceit. She speaks words of kindness that would be words of an uplifting spirit. You know, just say to those that unmarried this morning, you're praying for a mate. God holds you accountable for your words. Your words reflect your heart. When I speak of your words, social media, sometimes we think, or it's thought, that you can put anything on social media. You can bully people. You get by with things on social media. No, you can't. See, God knows it all. And what you speak, whether it be viewable to your parents or not, God knows about it. And I want to encourage you to deal with the heart and check your heart, and your words reveal who you are. And as you seek a mate, your words, social media, they're going to reveal much about a person. And so very important that your words will honor the Lord. And often God will give you what you are in your own heart. When I met my wife, I'm so attracted. She wasn't a gossip. She had a meek and quiet spirit. She spoke positively of others. She loved her parents. That's a big one. She had a great relationship with her parents. She loved her parents. I saw in her somebody that would make a good wife, a good mother, would be a servant of God. I knew God had called me to ministry, and I wanted somebody that would fit that mold. There are the priorities of a virtuous woman. It's God first, husband second, children, and then others. There are the principles of this virtuous woman. But then the praise of the virtuous woman. Look at verse 25. The Bible speaks of this woman, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. You reap what you sow. You sow good seed, you're going to reap good seed. I never saw a farmer plant beans and reap corn. You reap what you sow. You sow good seed, you're going to reap good seed. You sow bad seed, you're going to reap bad seed. A life surrendered to God will come to the end without regret. What you do for the Lord, you will never regret. But what you keep for yourself, you often lose. You know, as we look to this standard set forth in God's Word, you may say, Pastor, I fall short of that, far short of that. I've already failed so miserably. I've got good news for you. God will take you where you are. You can't change your past, but what you can do is surrender your future to the Lord. I know a Lord and a Savior that can forgive and can wash and can cleanse and can change. I know a Savior that can give grace for the future. I know a Lord that can change the heart and make a difference in the heart. And so he gives grace for that future. Now, go to verse number 28. I want you to notice the honor that is given to this virtuous woman. Her children, arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also. I believe that we are to honor our mothers. I'm grateful for a day that is set aside with that purpose in mind. This funeral I attended on Friday, the eulogy closed with these very words that I just read to you. Those words then were spoken in the eulogy by her children and then spoken by her husband of many years. And that was the closing of the eulogy as they quoted these verses concerning their mother, their wife, and the impact that she had upon their lives. Look at verse 29. It reads, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands. Let her own works praise her in the gates. See, a life lived for God will be honored. I'm speaking today on Mother's Day, and especially as we think about our mothers and young ladies, but it's an application to each and every one of us here this morning. A woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. We could say a man that feareth the Lord, he will be praised. We could say a young man, a young lady, a child, a teenager, one that fears God will be praised. Just making some application here this morning, only a born-again relationship with Jesus Christ can mold us into what we ought to be. That's where we must start. And I would just ask this morning, are you 100% certain of heaven based upon the Bible? Not talking about religion. We taught this morning in Sunday school, religion says do. Christianity says done. The price has been paid. You can't add to what Jesus has already done. If you could add to what Jesus has already done, there would have been no need for Jesus to come. But you can't add to what he's done. He paid the debt, and he paid the debt in full. And he's simply asking that you come and receive that gift. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. You can't make yourself a child of God. It's a miracle that takes place at the moment of salvation. And the moment you receive that gift of Jesus Christ, he gives you the power to become the child of God. But with that power of salvation comes the power to live the Christian life. He can do through you what you cannot do. Beyond salvation, as we mentioned of this funeral, a full surrender to Jesus Christ. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. You put God first, and so many other things will fall into place. Now let's get to some specifics. Ladies, I want to encourage you to read, to study, to meditate upon Proverbs 31. And I want to encourage you that by God's grace, you would seek to be that woman. And I guarantee you that you will never regret molding your life after this particular woman. Amen. Unmarried ladies, this passage, let me give you a little secret. This passage can be your bait to catch a godly man. What do you mean? See, God will match you with who you are. If you focus on the outward and you dress to entice, you're going to catch a carp or a snake. I guarantee it. But if you will focus upon the heart and be the woman in the heart that God wants you to be, the woman that only God can make you to be, and that woman that is transformed by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. If you will focus upon that heart and keep your heart with all diligence, for out of the heart are the issues of life, and seek to be that godly woman that walks with Jesus, that fears the Lord, then one day, if it's God's will, you'll be blessed with a godly man that loves the Lord and loves you and will be true to his vows. Men, those of you that are married to this kind of a woman, you're blessed. Her husband doth rise up and call her blessed and praiseth her. Young men unmarried, this ought to be your goal in marriage. Okay? Don't be lured by the wrong trap. Don't be lured by that woman who focuses everything on the outward, but you look to the heart, and one that walks with God. Really, it starts with your own heart. Get your heart right with God. Look in Proverbs 31, verse 30. It says, favor is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Let me just state in closing here this morning to all of us, honor your mothers, honor your grandmothers, honor the godly women in our midst here at Valley Bible Baptist Church. We're blessed with some godly Proverbs 31 women and young women. And I'm grateful as a pastor to be able to pastor some ladies and women that have this walk with God. And we need to honor that and respect that. Let's go to the Lord this morning. Every head bowed.